Okay, Beseder, let's begin. This is now Daf Mem Vav. So we're beginning a few lines down from basically where we left off. So a kohen sheba ala grushavo lidbat. Okay, a kohen had a relationship with a grusha and had a daughter. What's that? That's a chalala. Fine. Bat bat mahi. What's the story of that daughter's daughter? Now this seems to be what we saw before. The machloket we got with Rav. I think it was Rav Yochanan. Yeah, it was Rav Yochanan. But here it seems to be, let's say, saying it again. But we'll see here. It says Rav Chananya, Rav Mana, Chadamar Ksher, v'Chadamar Psula. Since Machloket, what the status would be? Now, obviously, we're talking about where that bat, which is a halala, had a relationship with an Israel, because if it was with a Kohen, she's not allowed to, and the child would be halal as well. But let's have a look. So the Gemara says Meitiv, Ma Man. So Meitiv Man Da Amar Kasha Lamandar Psula. The Shida that says the child, the bat would be Kshera. Present a Kasha. The Shida that says Psula. Why? Now here, what we're going to do, I'm going to use the girsa that we had basically when this pasukia back in Sechti Yevamot. And I'll make the change, you'll see what I'm doing here, because I explained what Reb Chaim back there. It says, firstly, bat halal zachar ina. She's not the bat halal of a zachar. I mean, her father's not a halal, the father's in Israel. Bat halal zachar ina. Her father's not a halal, so she's clearly not a halal. Right? Her father's in Israel. Next point. V'chalala, now here's another, you take it to the psula. Now, he says, v'chalala mikuhuna eina. What this means is, her father isn't a normal kohen married to a chalala, which would make it biyato va'avera make a chalala, because in the situation, the father's in Israel, and it's complete, she's allowed to have a relationship with a chalala. So the Gemara says, Misrael ma'i psula. So the way that Reb Chaim says back there, you know, it's how are you going to make a pasul? Her father's not a halal. The father's not a kohen who's married to a halala. So, if you like a bat should be absolutely more. It should be. It shouldn't be. There's no reason to make a halala, okay? Because what would make her a halala? Either her father's a halal or father's a kohen in a relationship, and neither of the two is true. Because if her mother is a halala married to Israel, if there's no issue that could create her to a halal. That's a rationale, okay? Well, there's a Yaakov Omer. Now, this is referring to, if you remember, the whole debate in terms of at what state. Oh, in what situation can a bat geirim marry a kohen, right? Does it have to be like both parents? One parent has to be in Israel. Does it have to be neither? Well, what's the story? So if you remember, we saw that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says provided that at least one of the parents. So the Gemara says Tanya Tanya Rabbi Eliezer America of ish ha'isha bat geirim not in the ad shu imam Israel, and also we've said father as well. Okay, that was the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer. It says v'kula mikra echad darshu. All the shittos are learning from the same pasuk because it says. Who can a kohen marry? Kim putulat mezera Israel. It has to be mezera Israel. That's who you can marry. Okay, the full pasuk is almana grusha lo yikhu lahim lanashim kim butulat mezera Israel Beit Israel. Okay, it has to be Beit Israel. Now, question is, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shu aviyam Israel. It has to be mi Beit Israel. Her father has to be in Israel. That's all that's required. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer ad shu o aviyah o imam Israel. The Beit, you know, if you like me, if it's Beit Israel, had either it's really sufficient. Rabbi Yossi Omer ad shi yivaldu b'kdushat Israel. He says no, both parents can be converts, but just it has to be that she's conceived with both of the parents being in Israel. Therefore, if you remember in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said it doesn't matter. Even a bat gerim where both the parents are gerim, there wouldn't be a problem. However, Rabbi Shimon says ad shi yavo betulim b'kdushat Israel. Which is interesting. He says that even if even a convert herself, if she converted under the age of 3, would be mutar to marry a kohen. That's the position of Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, Tani b'shem Rabbi Shimon, pechuta mishlosh hashanim. Where do we see his proof? You know, the shita Rabbi Shimon that a grusha, sorry, a not grusha, a gioret herself under the age of 3, if I mean she converted under the age of 3. And then grew up, obviously, and she'd be married to Cohen. Because it's my time, because it says quite clearly in the spoils in the war of Midian. Says b'chol ataf manashim asher lo yadu mishkav zacharich elachem, that they could keep. If a part of the spoils were the women that were betulot, they should do it again. Shlo yadu mishkav zachur. And who was one of the people sharing in the spoils? It was Pinchas imahem. And the assumption is you can take these people for your wife. So you see here, that's his proof. They will meet Gayeret, and under the age of 3, marry Mutar to a Kohen. So Ma'abdin le'Rabbanan, what Chachamim do? That says, no, Hichayel Lechem doesn't mean for a wife. Hichayel Lechem means Labadim u'Shvachot, that can be taken as servants. Now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yassa b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Chia b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halachak Rabbi Yossi, Halachak like Rabbi Yossi, meaning that a Bat Geirim, meaning Both her parents were converts, and she was conceived after they converted. Is allowed to marry a kohen. That's the most mekel shitta. So the Gemara says, however, Chanin Bar Ba says b'shem Rav halacha k'Rebbe Yossi. Halacha is like shitat Rebbe Yossi. However, v'hakohanim nagu k'Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. That, however, kohanim were machmir on themselves, even though the bare bones halacha is. It doesn't really matter if, like, even if both parents were converts, should be able to marry a kohen. How a kohen and machmir on themselves, at least one parent should be an Israel. Okay, the Gemara says there was an incident, chad kohen nasiv bat gerim. There was one kohen that married a bat gerim. Ata uvdi, there was an incident that came before Kamei Rabbi Avahu. That came before Rabbi Avahu. This kohen that married a bat gerim. And this bat gerim was an incident, like, if you like, Rabbi Yossi, where both parents were converts. The Arabe Asafsaleta. He bent him over a bench in order to give him Malkus. Because how can a kohen marry a girl in that situation? So Amar Rabbeiva said to him, what are you doing? What are you doing to this man? Lo ken alpha, didn't you teach us Rebbe? Halacha k'Rebbe Yossi, halachas Rebbe Yossi, so you didn't do anything wrong. So Amar Lehi responded back to Rabbeiva. He says, V'lo na'agu ha'kohanim k'Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. But one second, the kohanim are more machmir on themselves. So Rebbeiva responded back, Amali Rebbe, al minag lo kim? Just because he's not going according to the minag, you're going to give malchus to this man? So Amar Lehi, in Kaini, if that's the case, ati chami mefayis, and I can see you want to appease me. Ana mokim lei, look, I'll let him go. Fine, I'll let this sub go. I'll let him, I won't give him malchus. However, midakema Amar Lehi, this zaken then got up and said, ho il vahutra ritzua, since you're not going to give him malchus, Af ani mutarba, I see, therefore, if you like the Mikra Adin, I'm allowed to stay with my wife. Meaning Mikra Adin Halacha is, if you like Rabbi Yossi, and I don't need to get divorced. Okay? Which is exactly what we've been saying. Halacha is like that, but have more kohen and machmir. And from the incident, we can't, if you like, beat up a kohen if he does, a kohen, it doesn't go according to that midag. Okay? The flow of this is a bit clearer than what I think when we gave this piece back in Masechet Yevamot, I think here, because the dialogue is quite clear. Between Rabbi Vai and Rabbi Avahu that we're talking about, until the last line where the Zaken come and interjects, or sort of draws its conclusion. Rabbi Yaakov Ber Idi says, B'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Maisa, it says, B'mishpacha, again, that's a Gersa change we had back in Yevamot, B'darom. Shukrina Leah Arar. There was questions about the family. V'shalach Rebbe et Rominus Lebodka. So Rebbe said, Rominus, go investigate what's going on. There's like a kerfuffle there. There's all this machlokes going. I want you to sort out the matter. What's happening with this family? Ubadak They found out that the grandmother had converted under the age of three. Okay? And the question, lakuna, and they allowed her to marry a kohen. That was the whole thing. And everyone's a big tumult at if you like, the grandfather married a gioret, etc. Rav Hoshaya says, oh, well, here it's Karebish. In other words, the concern was this wasn't the right thing and the children should be halals. And that was the whole complaint. However, Rav Hoshaya says, well, they acted according to Rav Hoshaya, Karebish Shimon Ichshirua. They're passing a Rabbi Shimon. If you remember, there was Chita Rabbi Shimon says if she converted under the age of three, she herself can marry a kohen. Avraham Rabbi Zira says, no, you got it wrong. This is actually Divrei HaKol HiHacha. Everyone agreed that the family, there's no issue of halals in that family. Even if you don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, how so? Because the Amr Rabbi Zira b'shem Rav Ada bar Achud Rav Yudan. That Mati Bad says b'shem Rav. The Rebbe Avahu says b'shem Rebbe Yochanan, Vlad bogeret kasher, shu belot taseh shu mikoach haseh. So just to explain, a kohen gadol shouldn't marry a bogeret, has to marry a betula, okay? But that instruction, if you like, is not a lot taseh. It doesn't say not allowed to marry a bogeret. It's a mitzvah aseh to say you have to marry a betula. It says v'hu isha biftula yikach, meaning lo bogeret. So it's an implied love, if you like. It's what we call a love above Mikalase, which, or you put it in another context. If a Kohen Gadol married a Bogeret, he will be violating an Asse. And it says very importantly, Kol Lo Taseh Shu Baal Mikalase is still an Asse. But very important here is what will be the children in that situation? If the Kohen then married, the Kohen Gadol we're talking about, married this Bogeret and had a child, it wouldn't be a halal. So too here, the Vakavata, also this situation.
Ki imbutula me'amavi kach isha. That pasuk that teaches that a kohen shouldn't marry a giyoret is learnt from a imbutula me'amavi kach. Well, that was the pasuk we're talking about before. And that's also called lotase. It's a lotase shebami koachase, and that's asehu. So therefore, let's make it clear. Because she converted under age of three, she's not a zona. There's no isur love. All the issue would be even if you're saying kohen chachamim, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no issue whatsoever. But it's saying kohen, all the shit that cholek against him. What would be the issue? The issue would be a violation of an asay, and the violation of asay wouldn't create the children to be a halal because a halal is only as a product of a relationship that a kohen's not allowed to do by an isur lav, by a negative prohibition, and this would be a, if you like, a violation is called of a positive one. So even if it's true, meaning this. Meaning the halach, even if you say the halach is not the Rabbi Shimon, this grandmother, yes, maybe she shouldn't, according to all the other shittot, married a kohen, because she was a giyoret, and despite the fact she converted under the age of three, but nonetheless, there'd be no issues with that family. The children wouldn't be halals. So in other words, that clarified the matter. Yes, maybe there was a questionable actions what they did, but it still wouldn't affect the whole family, and there was no questions about this mishpacha in Darom. They're all fine. They're all kohenim. Let's continue. Hey, the Rebbe Shah, Harei Dor Sheni, Shel Mitzri, Harei Hu Balot Taseh, Shehu Ba Mikoach Aseh, and Aseh Hu. But you see, one second, when it comes to the second generation of Mitzri, it says that Dor Shlishi can only come in. Mashma Dor Sheni is, if you like, one of these Lava Ba Miklal Aseh. And we know that if a Kohen marries a Mitzri Dor Sheni, he's not allowed to marry to Yemaisrael, the child will be halal. So you see, I've just brought you a proof that even an something that's, if you like, prohibited by, let's call an isur asei, let's call it that, still could produce a halal. So it's almost back to square one. So Gemara says, "Nechazar b'shava amar lo dome asei shebiyisrael laasei shebekohanim," because asei shebiyisrael asur b'chol, and asei shebekohanim asur b'kohanim muta b'levim ve'israelim. So it almost seems to be like, if you like, three levels we're saying now. You've got a lav, you've got an asei, and an asei that's kohen specific. So we're refining our understanding. What produces a halal? Initially, we said on the one extreme, a love different. If the kohen is in love with this woman, clearly the child's a halal. On the other extreme, if it's an aser that only applies to kohanim, for example, not marrying this giyor under the age of three, or a kohen gadol marrying, being meant to be marrying a betula and he marries a bogeret, then it doesn't produce a halal. But you've got this more, let's call it a more extreme aser of a mitzri that applies to all of Am Yisrael. So that, let's call it a more extreme assay that would produce a halal. So that's like, if you like, the spectrum, if you like, of severity of what type of provision we're talking about. It only if it's super light, meaning an assay that only applies to kohanim, that's when it wouldn't produce a halal anymore. Any higher up the scale, that produces a halal. That resolves the problem. Okay, let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Amir b'ni zeh mamzer enu ne'eman. If a person says my son is a mamzer, is not believed. Okay. Even if they both say Allah Ubar Mamzer, they're not believed. Why? Because Enuneman, if you have a look at the Korban, it says Dekarovu etzlo ve'en karov kasher la'id. He's a karov, and he's not kasher la'id al atzmo. Okay. However, Rabbi Yehuda says Ne'emanim they're believed. You have to understand what this means with according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's continue. Gemara says Halmer b'nize mamzer Enuneman. Now Taman Tanina. This will take us forward in time, if you like, to Mitzvah to Bava Batra. It says, Ha'omer b'nizeh, if someone says, this is my son, is Ne'eman. To what extent is he believed? So Rabbi Aval says, B'Shem Yochanan, latet lo, he's only believed to latet lo, meaning to give him over as part of Yerusha. Okay? However, avol likach mimeno, but it's not believed with 100% certainty or concreteness that that is indeed his son. Meaning he's believed to the extent, okay, you want to give your money away to this person that we don't know who he is? Fine, because it's died, go do so. But we're not believed by just declaring this person your son doesn't mean if this son was a like a millionaire and died early that you can start yorishing his property. So that's what it means. So it's when he's believed, is he really believed? No, he's not believed. But with financial matters, you want to give your money away, beseder, go give it away. Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'lo matniti, but one second, that's our Mishnah. It says, "Afilu shnei marim alu bar shemei mamzer enu ne'eman." We see that parents are not believed when it comes to their child; that the child's a mamzer. So clearly, that's so. Why do you need to even tell me this? That you might think he's believed if he says it's my son for to take funds away from him. Gemara says, "Okay, no Dilma, no. Maybe the whole chiddush is not on Shita Chachamim. Maybe the whole chiddush is on Rabbi Yehuda itamrit. Why? Rabbi Yehuda omer ne'emina aleya. Because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that he is believed to say his child's a mamzer. So therefore, Rabbi Abba says, Rabbi Yochanan, latet lo, no, that's only believed to the extent to latet lo, to give him, if you like, from Yerusha, and lo likach mimeno. Back there. Pardon me. Sorry. In other words, once again, Afagav da Amar Rabbi Yehuda ne'emanim, hanimili inyan zchut lezakot lebeno, aval lezakot atzmo ene ne'eman. Now, Amar Rabbi Chizkia, he says, no, odi matnita, that is indeed also, we know that clear as well. Why? Now, we'll need to work through this with Korbanan in a moment. He says, ki et habachor ben atzno yakir. This is just, this is talking about the, this is the flow of the parasha from the beginning of Ki Teitzeh, right? You had Esher Yafator, then you had this issue of if not issue, the din of Yerusha, then even if the ben asnua is the bechor, you're still going to give him double, you can't distribute it to elsewhere, and then it goes to Ben Zor Amir, if you remember. It says, Harem mechzin bo shuhu beno, b'sha mitato, amar eino beno, so let me, before we get to that bit, let's just look at the Kormaida. He said, oh, matnita, I mean, af zeh shem inir brayta, we also need this for brayta, d'tanya, ki im b'chorat amana sakir, meaning yakireinu, yakir means yakireinu lacharim, you can make other people know. Mikan omer Rabbi Yehuda, ne'eman adam lomar b'zeh beni b'chor, you can say this is my, the son of b'chor, k'shem sh'ne'emar lomar zeh beni b'chor, kach ne'emar lo beni b'zeh mamzer. In other words, they both go together. Just as you can say yakir to say this child is, if you like, made known to other people that he's a mamzer, so too you can believe, if you like, to the state that he's a, to say to trust to say he's a bechor. That's a mafarshim in the Torah. Some mafarshim say it's because ben hasnuah yakir, the snuah part's a mamzer part. However, but importantly, cave under the from the lashon is yakir yalif. I'm learning from the lashon of yakir, ba'in and dumi the bechor. This is only referred to like a bechor, which is. The context of the Bechor is that I'm giving over to him double. Latet, aval lo likach, but not to take from him. So there's restrictions in terms of what is believed. In other words, it's one way, not the other. So the Gemara can see that. Let's say everyone knows this child. Everyone assumed this person is his son. At the time he says, this is not my son. Why is he not believed? Because that, if we were to believe him, it would be likach. It would be to take it away from him that which was rightfully his, according to the Chazaka. However, she'enu bano, if he says, if everyone thought this child's not his child, or b'shat mitato, the time on his deathbed, he says, actually, there's a boy over there, he's my son, benihu, then he's ne'eman, because he's ne'eman, again, yakir, to give over, if you like, the wealth to say he's his son. Now, however, itani al kamaita ne'eman. Some will say, even if there are others that teach, that even on, if you like, the Reisha, meaning that he says, he's not my son, is believed. Now, you have to be careful here. The Korban Eidah says, one second. Was it here I wanted to say? No, it was the next piece. Sorry, next piece. Fine. So in other words, even in the Tanya Reisha, this I'll read anyway here. But Muchsim Shul Benosh Ne'eman Lo Mashu Emon. Now Rav Chizkia Rizikia said B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Hayum Machzikin Oto Shuhu Mishifchato Ne'eman. This is the part I want to read Chaim, so I got ahead of myself. It says as follows. It says, Hadatani Machzikin Obo Shu Bono U'Bashamit Omar Eino Bono Eino Ne'eman. That which you said, that if everyone assumed that it's his son, and at the time at his death he says, he's not my son, then Eino Ne'eman. That's davke b'shem muchzak shehu beno mishto. That's only when we assume that it was his son from his wife, right? A normal son situation. Aval, if there was a mechzina bo shehu beno mishifchato, if everyone knew, or everyone assumed, if you like, that that was his son from his shifcha, meaning it was a bit of a scandal, the shifcha was pregnant while the wife was away, and everyone assumed that it was the husband, etc., and that's how everyone had been living. The savru shestama shichru kodem habila. And the stam status is assumed that he must have freed him before freed the shifcha before he had a relationship. That's what we assume, and that's why we assume it's beno. The omer, but he says before prior to his death, she'enu beno, that it's not my son. Ella abdo, it's my eved. That when they had this, if you like, this relationship, he never freed the shifcha. That's a chiddush of Chizkia saying that in that situation is ne'eman. Okay, it seems to be different because it was a chazka, if you like, it seems to be, I think the svara he would be that she was already a chazka, chazkat shivcha. The assumption was he must have freed her before having the relationship. He says actually that's not the case, and that situation is neman to say he's actually not my son, he's my eved. Now,
What happens in a different situation? He's now standing aside the muhasin. These are tax collectors. And these tax collectors would tax people based on their avadim. The Amar, he says, oh, this boy, Benihu, it's my son. The Amar, and after the tax collector leaves, he says, Avdihu is actually my Eved. Well, clearly Ne'eman, because why was he saying he's my son? To just simply avoid the tax collectors of payments. If I web in front of the tax collector, he says, Avdihu is my Eved. The Chazar, and after the tax collector, he says, actually, he's my son, Benihu, Enu Ne'eman. He's not trusted, because in a situation where it's going to be most compromising to you, most difficult, you said he's your Eved. Well, now you're trying to roll back on that? Doesn't make sense. However, Itani Tanya, some will say, even in that situation, Ne'eman. Why so? Because Amar Rav Mana, it must be begin to kutai dinu mishabdim b'mneihem. Now, this is an interesting pshat. When the Korban Eder says, because of kutim that would mishtabim b'nehem. The way he explains it, lekachu ne'eman b'shvil is Korban Eder, hanach kutim shem mishtamshim b'nehem yoter mimah shem mishtamshim b'avadim. What's the din? Is that they would treat their own children with much harsher work and work conditions than their own avadim. That's kutim used to do that. And the tax collectors recognize this, and they wanted to tax people for children. Nowadays, when people aren't having children, they have these like child bonuses. It seems to be by the kutim, they were taxed the opposite. You got all these children, you got all this work output, we're going to tax you for them. Okay? So therefore, what they would do is it would seem that they would say, oh, he's my, to the tax case, he's my Eved, he wouldn't have to pay as much. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Tani. Ne'eman al Nagirsa change here is alakatan ve'inu ne'eman la gadol. When he says, again, when it says, when Rabbi Yehuda says a person is believed to say the child's a mamzer, that's when it's a katan and it's a gadol. Now, what's the cutoff? We're talking about 13? And we say, no. Rabbi Zira says, well, ezul gadol, sorry. Rabbi Zira amar, kol sheyesh lo isha al vanim. Once he's already married and with children, the father can't say, no, by the way, my son's a mamzer, because it's going to be affecting other people as well. The wife, the children, etc. We don't believe him anymore. Okay, Rabbi Aval says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, even if he's just married, even that would affect the wife as well. Mitoch she'inu neman al. Now, just importantly, kol she'yesh li'isha banim. The Korban Eder says mitoch she'inu neman al b'nei banav. You can't. He wouldn't be trusted to make his grandchildren mamzerim. So too, he can't. He's not trusted to say his sons are mamzer, because mimele will become mamzerim. And similarly, kol she'yesh li'isha. Just skip the next bit. Says to she'omer al ben shu mamzer. Makes us with his wife. As soon as the edut affects other people as well, like the way I explained it, then we lo amina. The Torah stop. It says we don't believe you regarding the son to say he's a mamzer. Gemara says, "Manida pligia Rabbi Avahu." We've got a kasha now. Ger shemala ger the converted. V'lo taval in the mercy of mikvah. V'yu lo banim, and he had children. V'amar, and he says, "Malti, I had bit milah. V'lo tavalti, and I didn't go to mikvah." For the conversion, that is. Ne'eman, he's trusted. Umat bilin ota b'shabbos, you can even mercy on Shabbos. Mishem ma. Now, mishem ma, you've got nechaya here, but Kroman takes it out. What's mishem ma? In other words, diskasal kadaikta, the avamina is here. Dibishum ma lo ye ne'eman, why you wouldn't believe him. Ta'ash shavya nafshech hiticha asura. By this ger saying I didn't do full conversion, he's making himself a chitia asur, so clearly believe him. That's a kachan rabbi aval. Why? Because if he says this and we believe him, now he's a ger that didn't complete his conversion. The avamina is not fully converted. It's going to impact other people, his wife and children as well. So, but nonetheless, we believe him. So, ma avali rabbi, what rabbi aval said this? No, patala mishem mabakach. Mishem mabakach is different. Korban says, hachin gemara. What's mishem mabakach? Lekach medinu b'shabas de b'mila sagile. In other words, it seems to be no, you've got it wrong, because the shita here that says we accept what he says is because the tefillah is not ma'akiv his geirut. He's already mitgayer. Mila alone, like sounds like according to the sugi here, b'diav it's enough. And why do we believe him? Mishum ma'bekach. Meaning you can even let him toivel on Shabbos. Why do you even toivel on Shabbos? It's being mashma the fact you can even let him toivel on Shabbos, because there's no tikkun mana here. It's not affecting any change whatsoever. It's just another thing he had to do as part of the convergence. So do it later, right? That seems to be the maskana of this flow of the sugya.
Okay. Why is this different from the case we had? I think it was last week.
Yes,
where we said, oh, the fact that he is a ger, he will necessarily be going to the mikvah, and that will be sufficient.
No, he said he hasn't yet done it yet. Oh, no, sorry, you're right. Okay, what you're saying. You're saying is it didn't really matter. There we had to come up with some sort of solution.
He
Here.
won't have to go for Geirus, but he'll go as a
And
Yehudi to the mikveh, and that will
that was
cast
macabre,
Geirus.
everything I remember you're saying. In other words, because it seemed to be, according to that sugya, just to make sure I get the question right, there it says it is essential, but he'll be doing it anyway. Right? And here it's saying this mascara sugya doesn't seem to be essential at all. Yeah, I think you'd have to say the sugya is a cholek on one another. That's why I was careful to say according to the sugya according to this sugya. Okay, you're right. Okay, next. Mi shenatan reshut lishlucho lekadesh et bito. Let's say someone memanat shliach to mekadesh his daughter. And the father said, gosh, just take it along. Oh, that's a good boy. And he goes and does it himself. Halachu v'kidsha. If his kiddushin comes first, im kadmush kiddushav, then kiddush, then im kadmo kiddushav kiddushin. V'im shel shlucho kadam kiddushav kiddushin. In other words, whoever gets there first is the one that's binding. V'im eini yodeh, we don't know exactly who got there first. Both of them said it was around lunchtime, but we don't know who was really first. Then shnei notnim get. Then we have then both these, if you like, husbands would have to give gets because we don't know who she's mikudeshet to. V'im ratza achad noten get v'achad kones. And if one wants to give a get, follow the other one, actually marrying her, then that would also be a satisfactory solution. Okay, because in afshach, either the one who gave a get was meant to give a get, or he wasn't meant to give a get, and the other one that can marry him nonetheless. Okay. The issue is not just with what's called a shliach halacha. You can have this issue with a shliach kabbalah as well. Sorry, a woman who's memaneh shliach say go accept the kiddushin from someone. The kadcha he and she goes with the kiddusha at atzma and then she goes in mekabel was mekabel kiddushin from somebody else. Im shalach kadmo if her comes precedes that of the shaliach kiddushia kiddushin. Vim shel shlucha kadma if however shlucha came before her. Then we say kiddushav kiddushin. Once again, im eini yodeh. If you don't know which is which, then shneim, both these individuals should give her a get, like we said on the reisha. Vimratzu, once again, if they want, one can give a get. Chanoten get vechad kones. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll see the Gemara next year. We'll just sort of end with that. I called to have a good day.